podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs, and today I'm going to talk to you about valuation adjustments that we've made from the 2015 filing season. These are things that affect the value of a stock directly and part of our work in the footnotes in the MD&A. First, I want to remind you how to access our research. newconstructs.com, click on the research section and you'll see tons of free reports, have access to all the white papers explaining the kind of work we do. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, at New Constructs on Twitter, New Constructs on Facebook, StockTwits, DTrainer_NewConstructs. We're all over the place. We're out there to make sure everybody can have access to the kind of research you need to really intelligently assess the risk of investments and give good advice to clients. So let's talk about valuation adjustments. All right, here's an example. Tesla, paying much of its compensation in the form of stock options. And at the end of 2012, the value of these options was around $553 million. But after the huge run-up in the stock and a couple years later, the value of those options was actually $4.1 billion, or 15% of the company's market value. That's a big number, right? Not surprisingly, we've seen the shares under pressure since then. What people need to understand is that there are big-time valuation issues with some of these stocks if you're not looking closely at the balance sheets, closely at the income statements, closely in the footnotes to make sure you're taking into account all items that can affect valuation. And I'm going to talk to you today about a report we published called Are You Missing Something in Your Company Valuations? Right? This report focuses on how companies can bury things in the footnotes and in the MD&A that affect valuation. And as part of our work in the 2015 filing season, we are going through and analyzing everything in the filings and pointing out these adjustments. And these adjustments are actually part of the body of adjustments we make across earnings quality, income statement balance sheet, and DCF model adjustments to ensure you have the best quality information and the best way to measure risk for your own portfolio, for your clients. Let's face it, it's hard to make a straight-faced argument that you should ignore the footnotes in the MD&A when it comes to analyzing stocks, ETFs, or mutual funds, especially when you can access our product for as little as $49 a month, all right? So let's take advantage of this information because it's impactful. Let me give you an example. $151.6 billion excess cash adjustment for Apple to the positive, right? Part of the reason Apple looks so good is they got a lot of cash on the books, all right? How about $6.9 billion net discontinued liabilities, right? Those are items that we have to pull out of shareholder value to make sure that the company's profits and the value of their assets is not overstated. But these are liabilities from a discontinued operation that they still need to be accounted for, all right, when understanding the value of the stock. How about Verizon, ticker VZ, $41.6 billion in net deferred tax liabilities. I'm sorry, that's $6.9 billion in net discontinued operation liabilities. That's for HSBC Holdings, ticker HSBC. Verizon Communications, ticker VZ, $41.6 billion in net deferred tax liabilities. All right? They represent the expected amount of additional reported taxes to be paid. Verizon's $42 billion liability is the result of accelerated depreciation on its wireless licenses and its network, right, that lowered its tax bill relative to its reported income. It's a real cash obligation they've got to pay. There are more of these out there, and I won't go through them all, but some of them are huge. So, for example, Apple's adjustment, $151.6 billion, 20% of the market cap. Discontinued operations liabilities for HSBC, 4% of the market cap. The nearly $42 billion for Verizon, 21% of the market cap. We've got an adjustment that's just in here that's 1% of the market cap for Boeing, 32% for ArcelorMittal, Freddie Mac, we have a 5,000% adjustment, pretty important there. How about a 32% adjustment for Williams Companies? All right, we've got other adjustments for companies like Oracle and AT&T. Anyway, I don't want to bore you by reading through the whole report. Check it out on the blog or the website. Again, it's titled, Are You Missing Something in Your Company Valuations? Take a look. Very interesting. Good stuff.